This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Thursday, and it's after 10:30, and it's time to talk to our guy, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, host of The Takeout, Major Garrett. Almost forgot how to say his name. It's been so long. We've missed him, and he's back with us.
Major, I know you're a Padres fan, but I would have thought you were a Dodgers fan because you've been dodging us the past couple weeks.
Oh, come on.
Unbelievable. Yeah, hope the draft doesn't come back around. I know what Major's going to be doing.
Gosh, that came out of nowhere.
Talk about dodging.
Wow.
That's hurtful.
I went from friend of the show to draft dodger in 5 seconds.
That's my fault. I'll take the blame.
Yeah, that's Chris Ronji.
Wow. Major. Wow, I'm going to need a neck brace for the whiplash.
You are a friend of the... This is what good friends do. In fact, there's research about this.
Yeah.
Yes.
We kid because we love. I get it.
That's right.
And no one loves you more than we do, Major.
I appreciate that.
I don't believe...
You draft dodging SOB. Yeah, I get it.
So we know this segment will not go on nearly as long as Hakeem Jeffries, who is right now speaking on the floor.
No, it is a privileged component of a House of Representatives. When you're one of the party leaders, you can, at the moment, right before pending legislation is passed, speak for as long as you want within the confines of what is known as a magic minute. Kevin McCarthy used his magic minute to try to slow down the Build Back Better bill under Joe Biden for 8.5 hours. Hakeem Jeffries is 2 hours away from breaking that record. Nancy Pelosi gave long speeches like this. John Boehner did in the past. It's one of the few times in the House where you can speak as long as you want. It's not a filibuster, but it's a delaying tactic, and the House Democrats want to delay this. It is only a delay. Passage of this bill is now inevitable. All the procedural hurdles were crossed overnight by House Republicans, a huge victory for the Trump White House and for the House and Senate Republican leadership to get this bill in all of its complexity across the finish line by the arbitrary but nevertheless important deadline established by the president. And it's quite clear in this second term of the Trump administration, when he says jump, House Republicans and Senate Republicans, almost to a person, say how high.
Major, I know it was the bill formerly known as the Big Beautiful, and there's a lot in it. Just practically speaking, how familiar are these representatives and senators with what's in the bill? Are they only familiar with maybe what more specifically affects their states or their hot button issues?
So I asked Marlon Stutzman, a member of the Budget Committee and the House Financial Services Committee, on The Takeout last night about that, because the bill comes back from the Senate in different form than the House passed it. And I can remember during the Biden administration and certainly during the Obama administration, Republicans routinely decrying moving big pieces of legislation through Congress without people actually reading it. And they've always pledged, mm-hmm. well, we're going to have lots of time. People are going to read it and understand it. And that's not what's happening. It's a very accelerated process. And Congressman Stutzman said, look, most House members know what we passed and are familiar with that. What the Senate sent back is about 85% the same. The 15% of changes we're getting familiar with. So he said, I would prefer to spend more time on this. I would prefer to maybe send it back to the Senate to get some things tweaked and improved. But last night, overnight, while this was all pending, and there were still about 8 or 10 Republican holdouts on the House, Trump got on the phone and said, if you send it back to the Senate, it will only get worse. So don't send it back to the Senate. I'll change whatever you don't like about this bill through executive order. Now, that's a promise from the president. Maybe he can make it real. Maybe he can't. But any congressperson who agrees to that is essentially saying the president is more powerful than Congress. And it's no longer or much less than a co-equal branch of government, and saying I'll fix your legislative problems with executive power. Well, that's not exactly how it's supposed to work. But that's what changed the minds of about 10 House Republicans last night, because the president said, whatever you don't like, I'll try to fix through executive order. And that's why a lot of no's suddenly showed up as yeses this morning. And they're all willing to vote yes now and just waiting for Hakeem Jeffries to sit down so they can do that.
Just as a quick point of parliament, I think this is what you were implying. Isn't that just blatantly unconstitutional? The whole reason why we want Congress to do its job is to have the staying power of the cumbersome constitutional process of passing legislation, which should be have a bit more heft than executive fiat.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And any member of Congress, Republican, who believes the president can solve things through executive order needs to acquaint themselves with that basic fact of American civics, point one. Point two, the president may not do all those executive orders. He just may be telling them what they need to hear in order to get to yes. And one of the reasons that's possible is because the biggest issue here is Republicans know right now, if they vote no on this bill, the entire wrath of the White House and all of the social media space that stands ready to pounce on any quote-unquote disloyal Republican will descend immediately on any Republican who votes no. And most Republicans in the House and Senate, it is now clear, and this last week proved it beyond any shadow of a doubt. You may have objections, you may have misgivings, but when the president orders you, you will comply. A couple of holdouts in the Senate, so far one in the House, there were 10 yesterday. They all fall in line because they're afraid of incurring the political wrath of this president. And that's a dynamic that this country has got to come to grips with. You may love it if you're a Trumpist Republican. You may think, finally, we have people doing what the president wants, and I voted for the president, and I want his agenda as fulsomely implemented as possible. That's all great. But if you like that dynamic when it's your side winning, you must understand that that dynamic will be repeated when your side isn't winning. And that means you're going to get a lot of Democratic policies pushed through the exact same way, which is kind of where our politics has been the last 10 years. One party wins and they do everything that they want. Then the next party wins and they reverse and do whatever they want. And there's a kind of toggling back and forth on heavy ideological extremes that sort of whipsaw the country a little bit. Biden to Trump, Trump to Obama, et cetera, et cetera. That's where we are in our politics, and what transpired last night is just the most clear-cut example of that. You don't buck the president in charge, because if you do, you risk your political future, and that's not something that these House Republicans overnight were prepared to do.
And so I know the answer to this already, I think, but this is very unusual, the way it is now?
It's not typical. It is more consistent with what our politics were before the Great Depression, during the Industrial Revolution, when there were big changes in politics, Republicans and Democrats. It was a very convulsive economic time. It was a convulsive cultural time. I often make the point that this digital era bears a lot of comparisons to the Industrial Revolution. The digital revolution has transformed economic structures. It's transformed the way we communicate. It's transformed cultures. And all of that has been disruptive. And when there are times of great disruption, politics is very fevered and fraught. It was in the late 19th century, leading into the early 20th century, and there was hardcore partisan alignment that would shift and crack back and forth. We have the very same dynamics now playing out in different ways. The one great difference is you have the accelerator and the amplification of social media, which just quickens the pace of these things. But these eras of massive economic and cultural dislocation, with people wondering what is going to come next, how can I preserve my sense of either economic safety or sense of cultural place or dignity? Those were questions being asked all the time as the Industrial Revolution transformed much of the way society organized itself, just as the Digital Revolution is doing the same now. Those things flowed through the economy, they flowed through culture, and they most definitely flowed through politics.
Major, the Congressional Budget Office's analysis of bills has always been, my impression has always been pretty highly regarded, but it seems more lately that it is only well regarded if the party who proposes a bill, if the analysis is kind to them. Otherwise, well, they don't know what they're talking about. Is that a new development, or has it always kind of been that way?
It's a somewhat new development. I've been covering Congress since 1990, and Republicans have always sort of had a bone of contention to pick with the Congressional Budget Office because they think they underestimate the dynamic nature of the American economy, and they don't give credit to tax incentives. They don't believe, and they don't account for, if you reduce taxes and create different incentives, people's behavior will change, and that will have an economic growth effect. They often believe the Congressional Budget Office undercounts that. That's been a longstanding Republican complaint. I well remember during the deliberations that went on for almost a full calendar year of Obamacare, the Obama White House deeply, deeply skeptical, if not outright opposed to the implications that the Congressional Budget Office said about costs and availability of health care as the Obamacare process was going through. So that White House was oftentimes very dismissive, if not outright critical, of the accounting procedures and the estimates that came from the Congressional Budget Office. And they are just estimates. The one thing you need to know about this bill is Republicans keep saying it's going to grow the economy in a super large way, more than 3% GDP every year for as far as the eye can see. Well, it basically extends the Trump 2017 tax cuts and adds a few extras, just a few extras. Well, the 2017 tax cuts before COVID produced GDP growth in 2018 of 2.8% and GDP growth in 2019 before COVID of 2.6%. Inflation was low, wages went up, and economic growth was great. I mean, good, not great. Nowhere in that Trump era, which the president continues to incorrectly call the greatest economic growth in American history, it was solid, but it wasn't the greatest, never got to 3%. So this promise now that we're going to have 3% or more for years to come with essentially the current tax policy with a couple of tax cut extras, I think strains everyone's sense of what's possible, CBO or otherwise. There are going to be deficit implications of this bill. That is absolutely clear. There's no question about that. How much that harms the economy and future growth, we don't know. But Republicans are lockstep on this. They believe it is going to be an economic godsend for this country. Democrats have said it is going to hurt Medicaid. It's going to hurt food assistance. It's going to hurt green energy subsidies in a lot of red states. So we're going to know next year, and I guarantee you, the midterm elections will be a referendum on a lot of things. But one of the things the midterm elections will be a referendum on is this legislation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Major, to that point, this was a conversation Chris and I had yesterday. This specifically was Senator Lisa Murkowski, who has been very critical of this bill. She tweeted out a long explanation of why she voted yes, starting with, "This was one of the hardest votes I've taken during my time in the Senate." And this could apply to Lisa Murkowski, the senator, or other congressional members who I'm sure you've talked to. I know, like, I feel a little confused. I'm like, man, who's going to stand up if they really disagree with a bill? Who's going to stand up? At the same time, I imagine senators are under an enormous amount of pressure that I can't imagine from, as you mentioned, the public, from President Trump's loyal supporters, from online hate. Can you put maybe in perspective or even just humanize kind of what's happening with senators who say they're against a bill but then vote for it?
Well, so let's look at Josh Hawley of Missouri. Josh Hawley raised very strong concerns about Medicaid, and those led to the creation of this rural hospital relief fund and some other small tweaks. That got Josh Hawley across the finish line. Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, just a little bit farther north, said this bill doesn't do enough, anywhere close to enough, on the deficit. And what he was told was there'll be other ways to cut spending in the future, and if you don't vote for this, you're going to be a persona non grata. And if you're persona non grata in the Trump world, you're always going to be on the outside. You'll never be on the inside. And we'll cease conversations with you about anything else you care about. So those were dynamics that they had to come and live with. They were both vocally opposed to this and then suddenly right on board. For Murkowski, she held out to the last minute, and she did what a capable and smart senator does. You hold out to the last minute and you negotiate things specific to your state. And Alaska is different than almost any other state in our union. It is twice the size of Texas. Texans never want to acknowledge that, but it's true. Almost all of Alaska is rural. So the implications of work requirements for Medicaid or other paperwork for supplemental nutrition assistance, otherwise known as food stamps, are much more cumbersome there. Basically, Murkowski negotiated lots of waivers to that, so her state doesn't have to go through all the other hoops that lots of other states will have to. She got what she needed for her state, and she held out to the last minute and did it. Now, you can criticize the deal. You can criticize her for being, quote-unquote, selfish. But when you hold out and your vote is crucial, as it was, without Lisa Murkowski, it doesn't get through the Senate. She has to vote yes. How do you get her to yes? That's how they did it.
Major Garrett, we always appreciate you. Thank you very much for joining us today. Enjoy your holiday weekend.
You too, and I'll talk to you next Thursday.
Wait,
no
why
dodging.
Are you laughing
no
at
dodging.
Us?
He thought that I was about to say something, but I wasn't. I just wanted.
I was very much afraid of what you were going
to
say.
No. I wanted this to be a Major Garrett appreciation goodbye.
The one and only.
No, we always appreciate you. Always.
That's right. You know it.
We will talk. We will talk next week. Have a great fourth.
Cardinals and Padres are tied, by the way, in the standings, just so you know.
I props to the Cardinals. They got off, I don't need to tell you this, to a very slow start, but they are exceeding expectations, and they have the baseball fans, best baseball fans in America. Everyone knows that.
Well, they haven't scored since Biden was in office, so this hasn't been a good few weeks. Thank you, Major.
See ya.
Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, also watches show The Takeout. It is very, very good. CBS News 24/7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.